Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to the OU All Parsha app. This coming Parsha is Parsha Shoftim, and we're going to talk about the concept or the topic of war, the halachos of war, the sugya of war. It's at the end of Parsha Shoftim, and it continues actually into the next Parsha, which is Parshas Ki Teitzei. So Parsha Shoftim, Perichov, Pasuk Aleph, Ki Seitzei Lamechama Oleivecha, when you go to battle against your enemy, V'ra'isa Sus V'rechav Am Rav Mimcha Lo Tira Mehem Kir Shama Kach Ima Chamacha Merzit Zayim. When you go to war against your enemy, and you see horse, and you see chariot, you see a nation more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, because Hashem your God goes with you, the one who takes you out of the land of Egypt, and when you come close to the war, the Kohen HaMemuna Ala Mechama, the coin who is appointed over the war comes and he says, Shema Yisrael, Tam Kravim Hayam Machama, Hero Israel, you're coming close to war today. Do not let your heart break down. Don't be afraid. Don't run away from before them. Hashem is with you. And then the Shochim come and they give exemptions to certain categories who are not allowed, who do not have to go out into battle. Okay, Parachal Pasagud, Kisikrav El Irli Achemaleva, Karasal Hashem. When you come close to a city to wage war against it, you shall call out to the city in peace. So we see that Parachal is dealing with the topic of war. Another pasuk, for example, Perichov pasuk Yotes, Kisatzur al ir yamim rabim, when you besiege a city for many days, lihilachemala, to do war with, or the kafsa, to conquer, lo tashchis as etza, you should not destroy the trees of that city, you can't swing an axe against them, ki adam etza tzada. So, okay, so Perichov deals with war. Parshas Ki Teitzei, I know, I'm skipping the end of Parshas Shoftim for a minute, okay? We're going to come back to it. Parshas Ki Teitzei, Perichov Aleph Pasuk Yod. Ki Teitzei L'Mechama Oleivecha. When you go to war against your enemy, Hashem gives it into your hand, and you take captives, and you see amongst the captives an Eshes Yifas Tovar, and you desire her, and you take her to you as a wife. So Perichov Aleph Pasuk Yod, Parshas Ki Teitzei, also deals with the halacha of war. You have captives from war. What should you do with them? What if you take an Eshes Yifas Tovar? How long does she have to cry for her mother and her father, etc.? Two sugyas that deal with war. Parachov, Parshas Shoftim. Parachov Aleph, Pasuk Yod, Eshes Yifas Torah. What is sandwiched between these two sections? Parachov Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Now we're right at the end of Parshas Shoftim. Ki yimatzei chalal ba'adama, asher Hashem elokechem nosi nechal l'rishta, nofel basada elon adamiko. What is between the topic of war in Shoftim and the topic of war in Ki Teitzei? The Egla Arufa. When a corpse is found in the land that Hashem your God gives to you, in order to take possession of it, this corpse has fallen in the field. You don't know what happened. Nobody knows how this corpse got here. The yatzu zekeinecha v'shoftecha, the elders and the judges should go out. Umadadu el ha'arim asher svivot ha'chalam in perichov al pasuk beis. The elders and the judges go out, and they measure the distance from the cities where the corpse was found. So the corpse is between two cities. You measure the distance from one city to the corpse, from the other city to the corpse. And it should be that the city is nearest to the corpse. The city that is closer to the deceased. And remember, they don't know who the deceased is. They found a deceased body, a niftar. The elders of the city closest to the body take a calf, which no work has been done, which has not pulled the yoke, the horidu zikne ayiri esa egla al nachla etara shodhi averbar velo yisarei va'arfusham eta egla benachla. This is why it's called egla arufa. Egla arufa, the elders of that city, take that calf down into a strong valley that has not been sown, that has not been worked on in it, and they break the back of the calf's neck in the valley. V'nikshua kohanim b'nei levi, and then the kohanim from the tribe of Levi come, Hashem chose them, and all the zikainim come, and they wash their hands, the elders of the city come, who are closest to the corpse. They wash their hands over the calf whose neck was broken. And they lift their voices and they say, our hands did not spill this blood. Our eyes did not see. Kapra la amchei shal shabedisa Hashem al titein damnaki bekerav amchei shal v'nichaper lahem hadam. Atone for your people Israel who you have redeemed. They're speaking to Hashem. Do not place innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel. Va'ato tav er hadam anakim bekerbech. You shall remove this innocent spilled blood from your midst. Kitasa yasher b'nei Hashem. I saw a beautiful insight I had never seen before. What is Egla Rufa doing here at the end of Parsha Shoftim? It falls between two broader sugyas that deal with war. Perichov in Parsha Shoftim, like we saw. Perichov al Pasuk Yud, beginning in Parsha Ki Teitzei. And then in the middle it says, If you find a deceased, an unidentified corpse, you don't know which city it came from, you don't know who killed it, you don't know why it's there, what do you have to do? Someone has to take responsibility. They take an egla rufa, they measure not in that order. They measure the distance from the two cities. There's a kainer of that city, have to take the egla, they have to rake oref, oref is the back of the neck. They have to break the back of the neck, and they have to take responsibility for this travesty that has been committed. Why is this teaching us? I saw a very, very powerful insight from Mishpacha magazine, actually. Mishpacha magazine, July 10th, 2024. I cut it out at the time. I didn't know what I was going to tell it over. When I came to prepare this year for Parsha Shoftim, I found this to be very powerful and important. Sadly relevant, but a big Mr. Haska. I cut it out of the magazine. I always like to quote B'Shem Omer. I'm very, very makbid for those who listen to my shirim to quote B'Shem Omer. The problem is I cut it in the middle of the article, so I don't know who wrote it. But it is from Mishpacha magazine, July 10th, 2024, from the political section in the front, okay? Just listen. Ori Hadad, Yehuda Gito, Nadav Nolor, Ayal Avnion, Alexander Iakminiski, Eli Lugasi, Roy Miller, Itai Galia, Ayal Mimran. These are the soldiers who have fallen since our last Mishpacha edition closed. I'm recording this on August 9, 2024, so this article was published 1 month ago from when this is being recorded. Ori Hadad, Yehuda Gito, Nadav Nolor, Ayal Avnion, Alexander Iakminski, Eli Lugasi, Roy Miller, Itai Galei, Ayal Mimran. These are soldiers who have fallen since our last edition. Hashem Yikom Damam. The daily security updates from the State of Israel sound a horrible, relentless drumbeat of tragedy. But 9 months into the war, again, this was recorded a month before, August the 9th. But 9 months into war, the news no longer shocks us. Is the war fading into the background? Do we muster the same sense of urgency as before? The normalization of human suffering is the subject of the parsha of Egla Arufa. Sandwiched as it is between passages dealing with war, the location of Egla Arufa is striking. Why interrupt the discussion of warfare with the unrelated case of a man found dead between two cities? Remember, it doesn't say he was killed during the war. We don't know how he was killed. That's exactly the whole point. We don't know who he is. We don't know how he was killed. We don't know why he's here. We just know that a corpse has been found between two cities. It does not say he was a corpse from the war. It seems to be a totally unrelated topic. And that's our question. If it's a totally unrelated topic, why is it here? Why interrupt the discussion of warfare with the unrelated case of a man found dead between two cities? Precisely to teach us a lesson about the value of human life, said Rav Danner Zotzal of London. Even when blood is spilled like water during war, Hashem Yirachem, the Torah insists that we account for every human life as if it were the only one lost. I found this var to be short and bittersweet. Judaism values life so much. Netanyahu said in a speech to Congress earlier last month in July, the end of July 2024, he said, for us, every fallen is a tragedy. For our enemies, every fallen is a strategy. Listen again, Netanyahu said in a speech to Congress at the end of July 2024, for us, Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, the Jewish people, every fallen life is a tragedy. For them, our enemies who rise to destroy us, every fallen life is a strategy. The Gemara tells us very clearly in Sanhedrin Lam and Zayin Aleph, Kol ha-matzil nefesh echas b'Yisrael kilu hitzu olamale, v'chol ma'abed nefesh echas b'Yisrael kilu ibid olamale. Whoever saves the life, one life from Israel, it's as if he saved an entire world. And whoever causes loss of life is as if he caused the destruction of the whole world. I found this from Rav Danner to be tremendous. It's so powerful. It's such a short insight and it's so important. We're talking about war. When you got a war to lay a city, to lay siege around the city. Don't be afraid, don't break down. Shema Yisrael, says the Koran and Nigash al Mechama. When you take spoils, when you take booty, what should you do with the fruit trees? Who cares about one unidentifiable corpse? Put him in some grave, meis mitzvah, finish. No, says the Torah, just a minute. Never become accustomed to the loss of life. Life is the most sacred, it is the most sanctified. Pikuach nefesh is docha kol, says Rav Donner. Dafka, in a topic dealing with war, sandwiched between the bookends of war, specifically when we might run the risk of becoming desensitized. The Torah says, be very, very careful. Every life is an entire world. Every life must be remembered, honored, and never forgotten. Precisely to teach us a lesson about the value of human life, says Rav Donner of London Zatzal. Even when blood is spilled like water during Melchama, the Torah insists that we account for every human life as if it were the only life lost. And he concludes by saying, Ori, he addresses the fallen soldiers who fell since the last Mishpach edition, which would have been a week before. Ori, Yehuda, Nadav Ayal, Alexander, Eli, Roy, Itai, and Ayal, may God avenge our blood. I didn't know you, and I didn't thank you for the selfless decision to go and serve. But there's one thing that I can say to your families. You are not just a statistic. You are not just a dry announcement from the Ministry of Defense. Each of you fell protecting Am Yisrael. And to me, together with all those who sit safely at home because of your sacrifice, you will not be forgotten. I don't know. And Parsha Shoftim comes around in the beginning of September, what the matzah will be in Eretz Yisrael. Bezer Hashem, it should be Besoros Tovus and the Geula Shlema when we come to Parsha Shoftim. But how powerful is this insight? Every Jewish life is a whole world. Every Jewish life is important. Every life must be accounted for, given respect, given honor, and never forgotten. Wish everybody a beautiful day. Halavai, Bezer Hashem. We should be zecha to only share good news and shalom and simcha for all. Kol tov. Thank you for all. And Shabbat Shalom.